Hey, Gone Wild Audio. This is Erotic Vixen, or Evie. So I was super bored today, and I was poking around some old questionnaires that were posted, and I found one that I really wanted to answer. So this is written by Tarkus Trooper, and it's called the Ultra Sexy Music Questionnaire. So I really like music, and it's a really big part of my life, so let's get started. Question one. Choose one. Name your top five favorite songs, bands, or singers, or albums. Okay, so I'm going to go with bands or singers. And my all-time favorite is probably Bastille. I still listen to all this Bad Blood in its entirety probably once a week at least. And that's not counting like playlists that I make that I mix their songs into. I just really, really like them a lot. Love them even. They're just so weird. It's really hard not to love them. I also really, really like Florence and the Machine. They're a really close second. All of her albums have been super amazing and relatable to me. She's got really powerful lungs and deep, thoughtful lyrics that I just love. I can't listen to a song that doesn't have some sort of meaning behind the lyrics. I also really dig Mumford & Sons, though their third album, which came out last year, was really disappointing to me, and I really feel like it isolated their fan base because they changed so much from what they were famous for. They kind of made bluegrass enter the mainstream. I'm a huge nerd. I love bluegrass music, but Mumford & Sons kind of is the epitome of that, I guess. Anyway, I listen to way nerdier bluegrass bands than that, but they're not my favorite. So Mumford & Sons it is. Another favorite is Fun, which is totally a hipster band, and they haven't officially broken up yet, but I definitely think that they're either on their way to, or they just haven't announced their split yet, because the three dudes who are in that band are all doing their own thing, their own solo things, which breaks my heart because they really are a favorite, and they're just so, they're amazing. Is that four? That's four. So I guess five would be Walk the Moon. And I really love them because they're such a positive and uplifting band. And a lot of what I listen to tends to be really heavy and emotional and deep and brooding. Not to say that Walk the Moon doesn't have songs like that, but in general, they're my go-to happy, fun time band. So I really like that. Okay, question two. First concert you remember seeing? This is really embarrassing, but my first concert was the Backstreet Boys when I was like 10 or 11. I don't remember a whole lot of it, other than they were good, I guess. They were really good dancers. Yeah, so I was pretty little when I saw them. I didn't see another concert until I was in my early 20s, and now you can't keep me away from them. I really, really like live music a lot, and I go to shows whenever I can. Okay, question three. A song or a band that you used to love when you were younger? So I never really outgrew any of the music that I listened to. Like, I still on occasion will throw on a Backstreet Boys song. I mean, I'm always finding new stuff. I'm not one of those people who, as they get older, you know, just keeps listening to the same things that they did when they were younger. I don't think that's good for people. I know that they've done studies on it, and that as soon as you hit like 35 or something, you're done, you don't get any new music. But I just can't, you know, that's a ways off for me, but I just can't see that happening to me. I still go back and listen to the stuff that I used to love, and it reminds me of why I loved it, and what was happening at the time that, you know, I was listening to it. Music is really, really like a time capsule in that way. It can bring you back to a certain time and a place. I guess to answer that question though, I listened to a lot of Keane when I was younger, British band. you're going to find out that I listen to a lot of British bands listening to this. Bastille, Florence, Keane. Okay, yeah. Question 4. If you can tattoo a line from a song anywhere on your body, which lyric would it be and where would you put it? This one's pretty easy because I've been thinking about it a lot, actually. I've been thinking about getting just 2 words, elastic heart, on my left wrist. That way I can hide it with a watch or something because of work. But yeah, that's one of my favorite songs by Sia, is Elastic Heart. And I really like the message of that song, so. Question 5. Do you play any musical instruments? Is there one that you want to take up learning? So I tried to learn the guitar once, but my fingers are too small. So I had trouble hitting all the strings, and the instructor was a total dick. He's like, don't worry, your fingers will just stretch. Like, no, dude, like, they're not gonna, like, my bones are not gonna grow, I promise you. So yeah, I didn't stick with that for very long, which is sad because I really like the sound of the guitar. I thought about taking up the ukulele, and then my transformation to a hipster will finally be complete. Okay. Question 6. Is there a certain song that makes you horny without fail? No. Music doesn't really do that to me, which is odd, I guess. I go to music for other feels. Question 7. A song that everyone hates but you love, and a song that everyone loves but you hate. Okay, so a song that everyone hates but I still love, even though it's been played to death for the last, like, several years, is Some Nights by Fun. And I know that it's been played to death, but I just fucking love that song so much, even still. I just love it. Love them. And then I really hope I don't offend anybody by saying this, because I think music is such a personal thing that I hate to put anyone's favorite band or favorite song down, but I recently heard a cover of The Sound of Silence by this band called Disturbed, and I know that all over the internet, I mean, even Paul Simon, like, said that this was a moving tribute to that song, but I didn't care for it at all. I just really prefer The Power of the Original by Simon and Garfunkel. So, question 8. If you started any musical of your choice, which character would you want to portray? Oh, that's a hard one because I really like musicals a lot. Oh, I'm such a nerd. I love musicals. Probably Satine from Moulin Rouge. I mean, the music in that is obviously, they're like mashup songs. If we're talking stage musicals, I guess I would want to be Sophie from Mamma Mia, because ABBA is awesome and it's just a fun show. Question 9. If you were an exotic dancer, what would be your go-to strip song? Oh, that was hard to read for some reason. Dirty by Christina Aguilera, I guess. Probably. Okay, question 10. If you were to record and release an album, what would be its title? And explain. Probably. Oh, that's hard. That's what she said. No, just kidding. I should have thought about this before I started recording. That was dumb. Probably The Only Way Out Is Through would be the title. And that's a line from a Robert Frost poem. Why would I call it that? Just, you know, who hasn't been through some shit in their life and stuck around to fix it, I guess. You know, we all come out the other side of whatever happens to us in our experiences, so yeah. It's kind of a heavy question there, lady who wrote this. What's your name again? Tarkus Trooper. Sorry, I'm still learning who everybody is. Yeah, anyway. Okay. Question 11. Is there a famous musician that you want to fuck? Yeah, Dan Smith, the lead singer of Bastille. So obviously the whole reason that I'm on this site is because I'm really into voices. I think anybody who is on this website really likes to, you know, we're audiophiles. We like that kind of thing. So I'd be surprised if anybody who answered this question didn't have a musician in mind that they wouldn't want to get busy with. Yeah, Dan Smith just has, he's obviously got a really great singing voice that I dig. He's got a great speaking voice. It's a hot accent. He's a hot dude. Great musician. So, okay, so that's it on all the questions. Hope you had fun. This was awkward, just having a conversation with myself. I'd really like it if some of the other newer folks that I've been kind of making friends with around here would answer this too, even though it's kind of old. Or maybe you missed it when it was first posted, because it's over a year old, I think. Anyway, so yeah, have an amazing day. Gone Wild Audio.